What were some of the stories of sightings way gone back?
Some of the very early ones, one of the earliest written ones is in a diary by Vance Larner. And he was up in what today is Lebanon State Forest, or Brendan Burns State Forest today. Said he saw this huge creature with legs the size of tree trunk, had huge wings, and he watched it for several minutes, and it let out a hideous screams and flew up into the air. Stephen Decatur, early American naval hero, fought the Barbary Pirates in North Africa, was testing cannonballs down in the Pine Barrens. Supposedly saw the Jersey Devil flying across the range, drilled a hole through it, or shot the cannon. The hole went right through the devil, but the next time it appeared, he had grown back together. Joseph Bonaparte, brother of Napoleon, lived in South Jersey for a while after Napoleon's overthrow, supposedly encountered the devil. And in one description it carried in the 1848, this is a well-described event in Atlantic Monthly magazine of 1848, a man from New York was down visiting in the Pine Barrens with a friend there. They were walking through the woods, and they came across an old woman named Anna Butler. And she and her male companion were so poor that they lived in a lean-to up against a tree. And it started to thunder, and Anna started to shake and ask her what was wrong. And she said it stormed like the Jersey Devil. So to her, whenever it thundered, the Jersey Devil was, or she called it the Leeds Devil, was about to appear. And her male companion told her, don't even mention that. It's, you know, bad luck. And they went and hid inside their lean-to there. And so that's one of the early, well-written, stories.
And though we get a lot of terrestrial land-based sightings, there have also been some sea stories.
There's a number of sea stories with the Jersey Devil. The one being Captain Kidd. Now, Captain Kidd supposedly buried some treasure along the Jersey shore and then cut the head off one of his men. So the headless ghost would guard the treasure. Interesting thing is that I think Captain Kidd was hanged in 1701, but the Jersey Devil earliest birthday is 1735. Anyhow, supposedly, I guess the headless pirate stayed around for a number of years and took up residence or took up a companionship with the Jersey Devil. Another story was the ship went down. The only survivor was a little black dog, and became a companion of the Jersey Devil. And even after a little dog died, I guess the ghost came back. Jersey Devil sometimes reported causing storms along the coast. Also reported sitting along the water looking for sinking ships to laugh at. And one of the more interesting stories is the beautiful golden-haired girl, and this was many years ago in Manasquan. Was a beautiful golden-haired girl. She was engaged to a sailor who was to make his last trip before they were to be married. Right before he left, they had a lover's quarrel. He took off to sea. She ran down thinking maybe she would catch him before he left. She got to the shore just to see his ship go across the horizon. Anyhow, he never returned. The ship probably sank. And each day she walked up and down the beach looking for her fiancé to return. She died at a very young age, and people thought that was the end of it. But the day after she died, her ghost appeared, and her ghost glided up and down the sands of Manasquan looking for her fiancé. And she would ask people, have you seen him? And if you said no, she cursed you with 7 years bad luck. But sometimes she was seen accompanied by the Jersey Devil. He already had his share of bad luck, so it wouldn't bother him any. And the two were seen gliding hand in hand across the sands of the Manasquan beach. And, of course, anybody who saw them coming and got out of the way rather quickly.
What are the chances, Jim, of this thing being extraterrestrial?
I guess as good as anything else, like I say, because of the different descriptions and everything else. I guess anything, any theory or anything like that is possible. I've never heard that, theory per se.
I've heard, though, a lot that it could be a pterodactyl.
That was one story, that it was a leftover dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow or other it hid. And there was all sorts of stories that somehow or other it hid or lived in a cavern underground, and some sort of an earthquake or something, sprung it free.
Does science get involved in this at all? Does there seem to be any interest to find out what this creature might be?
Not, I think, from the official scientific community per se. Again, there's been various people look into it, and some scientists kind of poo-pawed or something. It was one man at the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia. He was trying to present, natural things and so forth, and being in Philadelphia, frequently got asked about the Jersey Devil, and he got a little bit disgruntled because he says, "I want to talk about, things that we can, document, or we have bones of, or fossils or something, and not the Jersey Devil itself." Now, one time, the Philadelphia Zoo, back during the 1909 scare, the Philadelphia Zoo supposedly talked about putting up $10,000 for the capture of the creature and building a special cage if it were caught and put on exhibition.